You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by a youth who's here in the United States, in the state of North Carolina, on a professional fellows program with the U.S. State Department. His name is Samuel Dimairo. Samuel, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Fatunda.
Samuel, we talked a little bit before the interview, and you have your hands in a couple of different things. Tell me, what do you do back home in Zimbabwe?
I'm an entrepreneur, and as you know, all entrepreneurs do many things. So on the co-founder side, there's a company called Chingetezai Depository Company Limited. It's the central securities depository of Zimbabwe, and its role is to provide clearing and settlement services for registered securities exchanges. So among them, the only one right now is the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange, as you know, and that company has gone live, and 30% of the counters that are trading on the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange are now electronic. So when I say I'm a co-founder of that, it's a project that's very close to me that I started working on when I was very young. I was still a teenager and I started working on it. Then I'm the managing director and co-founder of Water Group, which is what I spend a lot of my time doing daily. And we mainly specialize in three areas. One is technology solutions. The second is business projects. And the last is consulting services.
While you're here in North Carolina, what have you been doing? I understand you're on attachment with a company.
Right now I'm in Charlotte interning at a company called QC FinTech. It's a technology and innovation hub for financial services technology. And they basically run incubation programs and a hub for entrepreneurship development, you know, working with the startup communities and the like.
Tell me more about your upbringing and how you've gotten to the space you are now.
I grew up in Zimbabwe. My primary school was at Lewiston Primary School, secondary school was at Prince Edward. And I did something rather awkward and took an unconventional route of dropping out of school after my O-levels. When I dropped out, I started pursuing a chartered accounting career, and I started working on a project, which was my dream of automating the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange. That passion and dream came from the fact that I used to invest in the stock market from the age of 15 years. And, you know, as I invested, I always used to wonder why it was easy to get information and prices of securities being traded in markets overseas, yet the one that was just less than 2 kilometers away from me, I had to walk a kilometer or two to go and get data on it.
You just brought up an interesting point about kind of where you wanted to be, but you took a bold move in what some might say, of course, is very unconventional, and of you dropping out and following this dream. What did that mean for you at that age, and did you know that you'd be able to make it?
I didn't know that I was going to make it. It was a leap of faith, and one thing was sure that, okay, even when I dropped out, it was a calculated risk. So on one end, I had the safety net where I was going, you know, pursued chartered accounting. I just had a dream, and I said, I'm going to make it. I'm going to be successful. I don't know how, but I am going to be successful. And, you know, that's what, you know, drove me. And I didn't have to be woken up each morning. My passion woke me up each morning to pursue what I wanted to achieve. With where I am today, I had no idea back then that I would be in this position now. But I think it's all about having a vision and the faith.
Now, you know, I was actually just reading an article recently about a tech guy who started a startup here in the States. And it looks glorious when you hear a story about someone who's made it, but they never talk about the challenges. Can you talk about the challenges that you faced when you took on this venture?
For you to be an expert at something, you've got to do lots of research. You've got to put in the hours. So for me personally, I always used to use a method of only sleeping 6 to 7 hours a day, then maybe a bit long on weekends. Even with everybody involved in the project, we all put in lots of effort and time. It was a painful exercise. Time is one thing. The amount of time you need to dedicate is one thing. Another is that, you know, in many cases when you're developing business ideas, when there's no traction yet, you rarely ever find any money. And sometimes you actually have to pay to work. Most others are getting paid to work. So it's always a challenge. But at the end of the day, you know, money will be attracted to good ideas. And when you keep on knocking on doors, and, you know, you don't give up when you get the first no, you have to keep on persevering. And sometimes getting no's is actually good feedback because it helps you refocus. The third challenge is to do with people. That, you know, when I was working on this project, at the beginning, you know, you're a young person, you're a teenager. people don't always take you seriously. And when people look at the size of the market that you're trying to serve, it actually looks ridiculous. And I think knowing what I now know, I'm just imagining how those that were older and that were in the industry for a while, they must have laughed, because maybe if I was in their position, it just looked impossible to do for young men to do.
And what's your message to young people, especially those in Zimbabwe, who are interested in following what they are most passionate about?
Okay, so my advice would be that for the young people, they need to think about life and their career in a global context. So, I mean, if you're in Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe is too small in a global context to have any relevance in terms of the economic and business environment of the world. So, you know, with this increased globalization, you need to think about yourself as a person who's in a global context. So you have to know that in everything you're doing, you compete. Any service and product you produce is going to compete at a global level. We need to benchmark ourselves at that level.
Samuel, thank you so much for joining me on the Youth Forum. Truly an inspiring story and a great message to those Zimbabweans out there who are interested in following a similar path.
Thank you very much, Tatiana.
That was Samuel DiMairo, who is here with the U.S. State Department Professional Fellows Program, speaking to us on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and make sure you join me next Sunday.